Good morning. My name is Chris, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Topaz Energy Corp First Quarter 2021 Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star, followed by 2. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Scott Kirker. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and welcome everyone to our discussion of Topaz Energy Corp's results for the 3 months ended March 31, 2021 and 2020. My name is Scott Kirker, and I'm the General Counsel for Topaz. Before we get started, I refer you to the advisories on forward-looking statements contained in the news release, as well as the advisories contained in the Topaz Annual Information Form, and its MD&A available on SEDAR and on the Topaz website. I also draw your attention to the material factors and assumptions in those advisories. I'm here with Marty Staples, Topaz President, Chief Executive Officer, and Cherie Stevenson, Vice President of Finance and Chief Financial Officer. They will start by speaking to some of the highlights of the last quarter and the year so far. After the remarks, we will be open for questions. Marty, Cherie, please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for attending the Q1 conference call for Topaz Energy. Q1 continued to be an active quarter for Topaz through organic growth of our existing royalty assets and strong financial results from our 2020 royalty and infrastructure acquisitions. We generated 66% revenue and EBITDA growth compared to last year in Q1. We generated an EBITDA margin of 92%, which was slightly higher than last year. We used 65% of our cash flow to pay our 20 cent per share dividend quarterly, and that payout ratio has compressed from 77% a year ago, which is a function of the acquisitions we have completed. Our board approved our second quarter dividend of 20 cents per share, which will be paid June 30th. From an activity standpoint, our royalty production has grown 13% to approximately 11,700 BOE per day in Q1. Our royalty production revenue grew 66% from last year, which is due to our royalty volume growth and notably a 55% increase in natural gas pricing and 26% increase in WTI pricing from a year ago. During Q1, 79 gross wells were spud on our acreage, and 70 gross wells were brought on production. And that represents a 93% increase in activity compared to Q1 last year, when 41 gross wells were spud. Our infrastructure continues to be fully utilized. For Q1, our average utilization was 99%, and we generated $10.5 million in processing revenue, which is 75% higher than last year and is related to our infrastructure acquisitions. Our third-party income in Q1 was $3 million, which is 30% higher than last year, which we attribute to an increased basin activity with stronger commodity prices. During the first quarter, we invested $144 million and acquired 765,000 gross acres of royalty acreage in the Deep Basin and Clearwater areas of Alberta. The acquisitions provide over 1,200 BOE per day of annual production, annual average royalty production in 2021, and are supported by capital development for further growth. Recent drilling results on the acquired royalty acreage have been very strong. Tamarack drilled wells which outperformed their type curve and also helped delineate the western edge of the Clearwater play. Tourmaline had some very successful wells on the Jupiter Modern acreage and have achieved the 30 to 35% capital cost reductions relative to the former operators. Tourmaline's Deep Basin production reached a record production level of 260,000 BOE per day in April, which was driven by stronger than expected drilling results. Our water infrastructure acquisition closed during the first quarter, which is a 15-year fixed take-or-pay on a pipeline-connected water management infrastructure. Topaz will earn fixed revenue of $27.8 million over the life of the contract in exchange for a $12 million investment. Recently, we announced the execution of definitive agreements on Charlie Lake royalty acquisition and a corporate acquisition of reserve royalty. Combined, these transactions provide annualized 2021 EBITDA of $9.1 million, which represents a 6 cent per share or 5% growth to Topaz. Since January 1, 2020, Topaz has invested approximately $386 million in cumulative royalty and infrastructure acquisitions, which Topaz estimates will earn between $41 and $43 million of annualized EBITDA in 2021 and between $46 and $48 million in 2022, based on current commodity prices. Topaz's royalty acquisitions are underpinned by cumulative capital development spending estimated at around $500 million over the next 2 years, which supports our future royalty production growth expectations. At the end of Q1, our $300 million credit facility was still undrawn, and following closing of the Charlie Lake royalty acquisition, our adjusted working capital is approximately $63 million. We plan to utilize this cash as well up to 1x leverage on additional growth acquisitions. In our Q1 release, we highlighted some examples of our ESG integrated investment criteria as we're looking to align with operators focused on improvements in environmental stewardship. Tourmaline recently announced a joint venture with Trican Well Service Limited to construct and utilize Canada's first low-emission fracturing fleet. The new technology is anticipated to provide a reduction in emissions while reducing fuel costs. Also, we own a working interest in Advantage's Glacier facility, and we're encouraged by their recent announcements to deploy carbon capture technology owned by their subsidiary, Entropy, at our jointly owned Glacier facility. We are in discussions with Advantage to expand our strategic partnership as they continue to solidify their business strategy. For 2021 guidance, we've increased our 2021 guidance based on acquisitions and current commodity price forecasts and estimate a 6% increase to our 2021 EBITDA to a range between $136 and $138 million, based on a 3% increase to our range of average royalty production. Based on the increases to midpoint of range, we estimate 53% year-over-year EBITDA growth from 2020. These estimates are before deploying any additional capital as we continue to execute our growth strategy. After our expected 2021 dividend of 80 cents per share, and assuming the midpoint guidance range, we estimate we will exit 2021 with $95 million of working capital. Combined with our expanded credit facility, we have a significant amount of capital available and plan to remain transactional through the year. At this time, if there's any questions, please feel free to ask.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press star followed by one on your touch-tone phone. You will hear a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Should you wish to decline from the polling process, please press star followed by two. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing any keys. Your first question comes from Joseph Schachter, Schachter Energy Research. Joseph, please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Marty, on the acquisition side, with commodity prices improving and E&P companies having more access to capital via the equity markets and debt markets, how do you see the scenario for M&A activity for you going forward? And is there a different change in the mix of business that's attractive so that you can get the hurdle rates you're looking to get?
You know, from our standpoint, the opportunity swath has not slowed down. In fact, I think it's increased. And so we're positive that the transactions are going to be available go forward. The switch has happened a little bit. I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of royalty opportunities at the early part of 2021. We are starting to see some infrastructure opportunities. They do take a little longer to do. I think they're a little more complex, and it just seems to move a little slower on that side of the business. But we are positive that we're going to continue to see opportunities through 2021.
Okay, super. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. There are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
Thanks, everyone, for calling in. We'll talk to you next quarter.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.